Imagine sitting across from a potential client, the conversation hanging in the balance. What you say next could mean the difference between walking away with a signed contract or another polite rejection. This is the moment Mike Kaplan lives for. His methodology wasn't born from natural talent, but built through years of trial and error, eventually making him the number one salesperson in his industry and doubling his income for 4 consecutive years. The secret? Sales isn't about tricks or manipulation. It's a systematic process that follows predictable steps. The difference between average salespeople and exceptional ones isn't charisma or luck. It's understanding the fundamental principles that drive successful sales. When you grasp why each step matters, you can adapt your approach to any industry while maintaining the integrity of the process. Kaplan's 8-step roadmap works backward from the close in a logical progression. Before owning a product, customers must buy it. Before buying, they must want it. Before wanting it, they must understand how it solves their problem. This creates 3 natural stages: pre-presentation, introduction and qualification, presentation, finding problems and delivering solutions, and close, creating opportunities and executing. The revolutionary insight is that salespeople fall into 3 categories based on their ability to control the conversation: order takers, who simply process purchases, presenters, who inform without guiding, and closers, who actively direct each step. Like Michael Jordan creating shooting opportunities, closers focus on recognizing and creating closing moments, then executing with confidence. The introduction is where you either gain control of the conversation or lose it forever. Combine 3 objectives into 1 seamless statement. Hi, name. This is Mike with XYZ Company. How are you today? Great. The reason for my call is compelling reason, and I'd like to ask you a few questions to see if I could possibly help, then tell you briefly what we have. Would that be okay? This positions you as someone trying to help rather than sell. When facing resistance, reframe objections creatively. For example, when a prospect asks for information to avoid conversation, respond, "Yes, and that's why I need to ask a few questions to determine exactly what I should send that will best help you, okay?" After qualifying your prospect, resist jumping straight into your presentation. First, establish what specific problems your product will solve for this particular prospect. Products are solutions, and prospects buy solutions to problems they want solved. Finding problems serves 2 purposes. It makes prospects aware of issues they may not have prioritized, making them eager to hear your presentation. And it allows you to customize your approach to address only their specific concerns. Ask effective problem-finding questions like, "What's your biggest challenge with?" or "How is issue affecting your business?" Before presenting, get the prospect to acknowledge these problems are important, essentially selling the problem before selling the solution. Then confirm their interest. "If I could show you how to solve hot problem, would you want to know about it?" This mini close commits the prospect to hearing your presentation with an open mind. The presentation's primary purpose isn't education, it's creating closing opportunities. Master closers don't deliver comprehensive A to Z presentations. They customize content to address specific hot problems identified earlier. For every feature mentioned, articulate its corresponding benefit. Our software includes automated reporting feature, which means you'll save about 3 hours each week on manual report generation benefit. What truly distinguishes master closers is their ability to create a pattern of agreement throughout the presentation. After presenting problem-solving benefits, they add tie-downs, questions that prompt the prospect to say yes. Examples include, "Do you see how this would benefit you?" or simple phrases like, "Right?" or "Wouldn't it?" These questions transform passive statements into active agreements, establishing a pattern of positive responses that builds momentum, a driving force that becomes difficult for prospects to resist. Like a pole vaulter needing a running start to clear the bar, you need momentum before attempting to close. Once you've created an opportunity to close, stop presenting and move to closing. This opportunity arises when the prospect shows enough interest to buy, not complete understanding of every feature, just sufficient interest. Buying signals range from direct statements, "This is what I've been looking for," to subtle cues, nodding, smiling, to questions indicating interest, "When could you ship it?" The yes pattern you've built through tie-downs creates an ideal buying signal that you control rather than wait for. Remain vigilant for these signals throughout the sales process and act on them immediately. After identifying a buying signal, move to closing the sale. When executed properly following a yes pattern, this feels like a natural progression. Maintain positive control by directing prospects rather than leaving decisions open-ended. Don't expect prospects to close themselves. Instead of asking for the order, tell them what needs to happen to receive the product, gather necessary information, state the total cost, and secure payment details. Once closed with payment method in hand, offer additional beneficial products while their interest is at its peak. When negotiating, always get something in return for concessions, whether it's keeping the price confidential or providing a testimonial, so prospects feel they earned their deal. Success in sales requires adopting specific personality traits regardless of your natural disposition. Essential closer traits include conviction, belief in your product's value, control, guiding prospects confidently, energy, enthusiasm in every interaction, persistence, determination despite obstacles, and knowledge, continuous learning. Conviction stands as the foundation. You must genuinely believe in what you're selling, as prospects will sense any hesitation. What distinguishes professionals from amateurs is their response to inevitable slumps. True closers look inward for solutions rather than blaming external factors. The gap between knowledge and mastery is bridged through practice. Role-play each step until the entire sales process becomes second nature, transforming yourself from a mere presenter into someone who consistently closes deals. The biggest mistake salespeople make is missing buying signals, continuing to present when the prospect is already sold. Timing is crucial. Close too early and face unnecessary resistance. Close too late and risk talking yourself out of an already made sale. The introduction is your first small sale, getting permission to continue. Master this step to overcome a major hurdle in the sales process. When finding problems, your questions should both reveal issues and build rapport by showing genuine interest. During presentations, momentum becomes a driving force prospects find difficult to resist. In closing, maintain positive control by guiding prospects through final steps rather than expecting them to take initiative. Throughout the process, create a pattern of agreement that naturally leads to the final close. By mastering the 8-step roadmap and developing a closer's mindset, you'll transform from merely providing information to consistently creating and closing sales opportunities.